It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, a new investigative report from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel looks at possible contamination from companies that recycle steel chemical barrels. We'll talk to one of the reporters behind that investigation.
First, we're looking back at President Trump's first month in office. Here he is during his press conference last Thursday.
This last month has represented an unprecedented degree of action on behalf of the great citizens of our country. Again, I say it, there has never been a presidency that's done so much in such a short period of time. And we haven't even started the big work yet.
A press release put out today by the Office of the Press Secretary of the White House listed actions the president has taken so far in office, grouped into categories like a job creation, saving taxpayer money, restoring public safety, getting government out of the way, and other categories.
Paul Nolet joins us now to talk about President Trump's first month in office. He's an assistant professor in the Department of Political Science at Marquette University. Paul, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, great to talk with you.
Well, as we just heard there, President Trump said there has never been a presidency that has done so much in such a short period of time. Does the American public agree with that?
Well, I think overall, the American public does see Trump as quite active and kind of willing to take a stand on a bunch of different stuff. But overall, he and his actions haven't been terribly popular overall as a general matter.
Well, as a laundry list, what can we put there under accomplished in that first month?
Well, it's interesting because in terms of Trump's accomplishments over the last month, what's interesting about it is that a lot of them have been focused on executive actions and executive orders. I believe through today, he's only signed three bills into law, none of which are particularly important bills. Most of the important stuff he's done so far have been executive actions. But, you know, even there, his most prominent one dealing with immigration is now tied up in the courts. So it's been, I'd say it's fair to say it's been a fairly rocky start over the first month.
Well, there have been people who say that is a rocky start, like you, maybe more chaotic. Others who say that leaning in the other direction you were talking about, this is a president who's been very active, who has indicated that he is looking to make good on campaign promises. Overall, what do you think the perception is?
Yeah, I think the perception is that Trump is willing to take action. And in fact, in polls that look and ask, hey, do you think Trump is a decisive actor? The majority of people say yes. But then if they ask, do you approve of how he's doing in office, those numbers are quite a bit lower. So I think overall, it's not terribly surprising that you have somebody coming in who never held a governmental position before but wants to take very quick, very decisive action. It's almost inevitable that there's going to be some rocky patches as Trump navigates a new type of institution that he really hasn't run before.
We're talking with Paul Nolet right now, talking about President Trump's first month in office. Paul Nolet is an assistant professor in the Department of Political Science at Marquette University. And let's talk about the president's cabinet. Does he have the players in place that he needs to advance his agenda, considering that President Trump has had a very active business career but has not been a political player?
Right, and that's one area where I think he has fallen a bit behind the timetable that I think incoming presidents want to have at this point. He does have some key cabinet members in place, but there's still a few to go, and there's also hundreds of other Senate appointees that have to be confirmed by the Senate that remain to be filled, number of positions. And so until they're filled, I think it's going to be difficult for Trump to fully carry out his agenda. So we'll see if he's able to pick up the pace a bit in the coming weeks and months. But I think as it stands right now, that's going to be a barrier for some decisive action.
Here's the president on that topic at a press conference last Thursday.
I turn on the TV, open the newspapers, and I see stories of chaos. Yet it is the exact opposite. This administration is running like a fine-tuned machine, despite the fact that I can't get my cabinet approved.
A couple things going on in that a little bit there. We talked about the cabinet a bit, and also he's saying he sees stories of chaos. He does not agree with those stories, and this gets at this ongoing friction he's had with the media. He's been upset with the coverage there. How do you think that aspect has been affecting his presidency thus far?
Yeah, I think it has bothered him for sure. I mean, he spent a lot of his time both on Twitter and in speeches talking about the media and really criticizing a variety of media actors. And it indicates to me that he is quite concerned about the coverage that he's getting. And so he wants to try to present a different story about what's going on in the administration. But I think it's important there for the administration to really show, not tell. I mean, it's one thing to say that you're a well-oiled machine and everything's going great, but if for everybody on the outside of the White House, including the media, is seeing a different picture, I think he has to address that gap.
It seems as though the president is, as far as we can tell, a big media consumer, and he does have this perspective that's unique. He has had extensive experience as not in the media per se, but on television. Do you think that is going to inform the dynamic we're seeing between the president and the media going forward?
Yeah, and I think all throughout the campaign, the whole year and a half or so prior to him being elected president, I think he demonstrated that he really is a skillful media user, and he's continued that as president, and I expect him to continue that moving forward. And I mean, one thing that he has as an advantage so far is that even though his approval ratings are really historically low for an incoming president, his base is still very much with him. And I think especially through tweets and through some of his rallies, for instance, that he continues to have even as president, he's really speaking to his base. And so even though his approval ratings may be going down, he at least still has a pretty solid chunk of the American populace that are behind him. And I think his media strategy is very much geared to maintaining that base.
Well, let's talk about the polls a little bit as we go. Trump referenced recently a Rasmussen poll that showed his administration had a 55% approval rating. That might be an outlier. Where do you see him in the aggregate of the polling?
Yeah, most of the polls, I think actually all of them are lower than that one. That one had the highest approval rating indicated. And they've ranged everywhere from about 39%. I know a Pew poll recently indicated that, and then a bunch in the 40s as well. And I think the big picture here is that this is much, much lower approval rating than typical for an incoming president. I mean, even President Obama, who did eventually, during periods of his presidency, dip to close to 40%, he started with almost 80% approval, and it was a very gradual slide downwards. But with President Trump, it started at a very low mid-40s or so number, and if anything, has actually gone down over the last few weeks.
I want to touch on the question of temperament right now. Are there lingering questions there? He had this bombastic personal style that a lot of people, well, his supporters, I should say, saw as an asset. It did win him the presidency over a huge field of other Republican contenders. Now he's installed in the office of the president. So is that style working for President Trump or against him?
I think it's mostly working against him at this point. And he's already been quite frustrated with, for instance, what I would call his signature move so far, which is the immigration executive orders. I mean, now they're tied up in courts, and it's going to be quite a while before they can get implemented, even if they ever do. And so I think Trump is coming into a situation working in government for the first time where it's a much different institution, and he's just not used to that. And there's a lot of growing pains that he's encountering. So one indication that he's undergoing some frustration here is that, as I mentioned before, he's now holding rallies, almost like campaign rallies, as president right at the beginning of his term, which is very unusual that he'd be doing that. And I think that's the style he's comfortable with. He's not as comfortable with the governing style that has worked for presidents in the past.
And Paul, just briefly before we let you go, what are you going to be watching for in the coming months to see how this presidency is working and headed?
I'm going to see how much he works with Congress on legislation, which has been pretty slow going so far, and also whether he builds on some of the executive orders that he's already put out there, including on immigration. So it'll be interesting to watch.
Paul, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Paul Nolet, assistant professor in the Department of Political Science at Marquette University. He was with us to talk about Donald Trump's first month in office.